Thank you, Chair, and thank you for your clear guidance about the detailed issue. But please allow me to talk from the general point. As a host country for the Sendai meeting, I want to say once again, please realize the purpose of the indicator. The purpose of indicator not to collect the data itself, in order to realize the Sendai framework on the ground. That means to achieve the initiative of disaster risk reduction in your country's mainstreaming policy. In order to do this initiative, what kind of data is important, or we must discuss about that from now on, about accuracy, duplication, strict or difficulties, or logical or not. And everything we must getting some consensus among us in order to achieve this concept on the ground. This is the point. The data collection is not to the purpose, just a starting point. From this point of view, sometimes we need some proxy characters data, or we must access some duplication. But everything is in order to realize Sendai framework on the ground. From this point of view, just change to the practical proposal from the A1 and A2 from our team.
We support A1, A2, and A3 as they are originally proposed. We have two reasons. First, the number of missing is outstanding for certain hazard. For example, in case of a tsunami which hit Japan in 2011, more than 15,000 people were recorded as missing person. And it is very important information for influencing DRR policy making. And the second reason is that the level of information certainty is different between the number of deaths and number of missing. So it's technically important to make a clear distinction between these two indicators. That's why we support all three indicators. But however, we have one reservation. The time frame for recording or reporting the number of deaths and number of missing should be clearly defined. And in that sense, we would like to have a technical guidance from Secretariat. Thank you very much.